Professor Vanessa Cobham joins us this morning. Vanessa is the co-author of the Fearless Triple P program and has done lots of research which focuses on anxiety and post-traumatic mental health problems in kids. And she joins us this morning. Professor Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Bilko.
Good morning.
It's a different time in the world for us and our kids at the moment, Vanessa. We've obviously had the floods here in Gympie and the surrounding areas. We've got the war in the Ukraine, which the kids see on the TV all of the time. We've also just got COVID hanging over our heads. Are we seeing an increase in childhood anxiety, or is that just a myth?
No, we're absolutely seeing an increase in childhood anxiety. So as well as working at the University of Queensland, I also work in our Child and Youth Mental Health Service, the Children's Health Queensland, and we're seeing, a big increase in presentations in anxiety in kids and adolescents.
Now, Professor Vanessa, is this because children depend on their parents to give them that solid basis, that solid grounding? And when mum and dad are starting to fret and stress, that gets passed on, not in a tenfold increase?
Oh, look, I think that certainly could be part of the explanation. I think as well, you know, even if you just put that idea to one side, it's a pretty anxiety-provoking world at the moment, it feels like at times. We've got a pandemic that's been going on for more than 2 years, and all the uncertainty and unpredictability that comes and disruption that comes with that. We've got a war on the other side of the world that has implications for us. We've got extreme weather events. And all the media around that, you know, there's lots of things I think that are contributing to it.
And Professor, I know now, and I love this about the generation that we live in now, is that we recognise and accept anxiety in children. When I was a kid, I was very anxious, but I was always just told to just sort of, you know, be quiet, settle down, all that sort of stuff. Whereas now we're looking for solutions for kids. We're looking for strategies that kids can use to deal with these overwhelming feelings. So what can we do as parents to facilitate that in our kids?
Yeah, it's been a big change, hasn't it? Since I was a kid, I think one of the least helpful things that anybody can do for somebody who is anxious is to say, "Don't worry." I mean, that's incredibly unhelpful. And in fact, I think a lot of people experience that sort of response as quite invalidating. So in terms of what parents can do to help, I guess, first of all, they can just acknowledge and validate their child's anxiety and let their kids know that anxiety is a normal human emotion. We all get anxious from time to time. I actually don't think we can overestimate the importance of just letting kids know that this is normal and it's okay. Because, you know, everybody does get anxious, and while it's really important that we recognise when anxiety sort of crosses that line and starts, causing extreme distress and really interfering with a child or adolescent's life, it's also important to recognise that everybody experiences anxiety, and in fact, it has an important function to serve. Like, anxiety is essentially our response to the expectation of potential threat. It's what makes us look left and right before we cross the road, because we know that there's the potential for a car to come.
So there's healthy anxiety as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Which
Absolutely.
Is our survival mechanism. I've got to ask too, young kids are accessing social media, of course, and seeing literally pictures of dead bodies coming out of Ukraine. I mean, how does a parent deal with that?
The social media and just the increased exposure in terms of what kids are seeing, that's a real issue. I think for parents, it's probably about trying to, for younger kids, little kids, you can actually really kind of have a fair degree of control over that as a parent. As your kids get older, that becomes more difficult to do. Kids are sort of sharing stuff that they're seeing online at school and so on. And so then I think it just becomes a matter of really trying to establish a relationship with your kids such that they feel they know that they can talk to you about whatever they are concerned about, and it's about sort of looking at that media together, trying to make sense of it together, figuring out what it means to kids, what they're seeing, and then trying to help them sort of process that. Sometimes kids, you know, when they see stuff online or in the news, they actually kind of, I suppose, have thoughts about what they're seeing, perhaps because they don't necessarily understand all the details, that make them even more frightened about what's happening than they need to be. So just to give you an example of what I mean, when the Twin Towers attack happened back in 2001, kids were seeing, just on a continuous loop, the buildings being... having the planes fly into those buildings. And for a number of kids, I guess mainly younger kids, they thought that that was just happening
over and over.
Over and over in different parts of the country. They didn't realise that it was actually the same thing being shown over and over again. And so, you know, just talking to your kids about whether they're aware of a particular situation. So some kids won't even be sort of paying much attention to, for instance, the war in the Ukraine. So it can be as simple as just sort of saying, you know, if they sort of signal that they have some awareness of it, just kind of saying, oh, you know, that I'm interested in what you know about what's going on in the Ukraine and what you think about that, and just starting a conversation like that, so that you're then in a position to, I guess, correct any inaccuracies that that might be worrying them.
And that's certainly the problem. I know with my son, they had a Daniel Morcombe Day at school, which was really important. You know, it's all about child safety, and we support it 100%, except there was a conversation with a teacher where he was told, the class was told, in fact, that a little boy had gone to the bus stop and was stolen by a bad man. And so with the lack of information that surrounded that, he was then very fearful after the fact because he didn't have, you know, the correct information, you know, to sort of go on. So I think that might be the issue with the Ukraine, is trying to explain to kids that it's not in our backyard, you know, you're safe at home, you're safe to go to school, all of those sorts of things, Vanessa.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, you just put your finger on it beautifully by saying when there's that lack of information, when there's that lack of context, kids will come up with their own theories about what's going on. So, you know, when they don't sort of understand that something is not happening in their backyard, for instance, the war in Ukraine, then they get frightened about the possibility that, you know, this is going to come to Australia, that Russia is going to come to Australia, and the same thing that they're seeing on the TV will happen literally in their backyard and in our cities.
Now, Vanessa, really good news just out today is that the government's announced a $40.6 million funding for Triple P Parenting, which you're a part of, and which all Queensland parents can access for free. Tell us what that means for Triple P Parenting.
Well, it's a fantastic initiative, and I'm so grateful that the federal government has made that investment. And what it means is that Australian parents, whichever state they're in now, will be able to access for free the various Triple P positive parenting programs that are online. So there are several programs that they'll be able to access. They'll be able to access BLS Triple P online, which is Parents of Anxious Kids. They'll be able to access Triple P online and Teen Triple P online. And also within that suite of programs, there's a particular module around parenting during COVID-19. So all of those things will now be free for parents across Australia to access. And I think, you know, the timing of that is really good given everything that is going on here in Australia, but also around the world.
That's great news. It's a fantastic initiative. As you say, Professor Vanessa Cobham, co-author of the Fearless Triple P program, thank you for your time today.
That's my pleasure, Jade and Bilko. Professor Vanessa.
Yeah. Always Professor Vanessa to us. We love it. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks, Jade. Thanks, Bilko.